We've unfortunately had to attend a number of incidents where people have slipped, tripped, fallen on the coast paths around Kent, on the cliff tops and the surrounding areas. And we're just really trying to get the message out there that it's a beautiful place to go. It's probably not the place to go running in a pair of trainers. There are places that you can go and do that safely, but people just need to be a bit aware of the slippery conditions underfoot.
So what kind of incidents have you been to over the last, is this a few weeks or over the last month or so?
It's been building over the winter period, but we've seen an increased number of people out running. I guess after the Christmas festivities, people want to get out and do a bit of fitness, keep fit, and that's great. But we're seeing a lot of people out running on the cliff paths. Last year, we had some really high-profile cliff falls, and actually quite a lot of cliff paths did actually fall into the sea. The chalk, in particular, on the cliffs at Dover is very slippery. It is prone to falling into the sea. So we've been to slips, trips, falls, whole range of incidents on the coast path, and we just want people to just be aware of how dangerous it can be.
So what are you advising people?
Our advice is simple. It's don't run on the cliff tops. If you want to go on a run up a trail, go and find the North Downs Way or somewhere like that. Go and run around there. Don't run. Wear suitable footwear. And that's not trainers. That's not leather shoes. Believe it or not, we saw somebody last week in flip-flops. It's a sturdy pair of shoes or walking boots. Stay away from the cliff edge. You might want to take a picture. You might want a fantastic image. But stay back away from the cliff edges. It's slippery. And the last thing we want is for your selfie to be the last picture you ever take.
And it's not just the cliffs, is it, either? It's the water, making sure people know about the tide times and making sure they know the conditions of the water as well.
That's right. I mean, it's being on top of the cliffs is clearly a dangerous place to be. But equally, being under the cliffs, when the tide's coming in, if you get cut off, you're going to need to be rescued. So be aware of the times of high water. Be aware that the tide does come in and out twice a day and not always at the same time each day. And be aware that this time of year, when it's windy, it can really make it feel an awful lot colder than it actually is. So just because the weather forecast says it's 6 or 7 degrees, it will be a lot colder than that with the wind chill.